To understand Safari Juarez, first, toss out all your preconceptions about how traditional theater works. I'm following Naomi Ochoa through the bustling streets of downtown Juarez, past tamale vendors and discount pharmacies. Her job is to keep the show on schedule and running smoothly.
We're headed to the point where Lupita's group is going to meet, which is in a bar that's called La Cucaracha.
The Cockroach Bar. This is where one of the lead actors, Lupita de la Mora, will meet her audience, a group of 14 people. They wait on a crowded sidewalk near the foot of the International Bridge. Six more groups like this are meeting at other points throughout the city. Some came from the U.S. De la Mora arrives and greets everyone.
Hola. Yo soy Aide.
Aide.
This is how Safari begins. It's a kind of theater created by a Dutch artist who wanted to combat prejudice by taking outsiders on a tour of a Muslim neighborhood in Amsterdam. Last year, Mexican actors performed a version of Safari in Tepito, one of the roughest neighborhoods in Mexico City. Late this summer, Safari made its debut in Juarez. Once word got around, the final weeks of its nearly two-month run sold out. Even Chihuahua's new governor attended. The audience is driven to a poor working-class neighborhood near a mountaintop inscribed with the words, "The Bible is the truth. Read it." This place began as a squatter community decades ago and is often written off as inhospitable and dangerous. A pair of skateboarders zoom past the audience as they exit the van and file into the small, square kitchen of Patti Diaz. Diaz is not an actress. She lives here and works as a maid. She did, however, host actress Lupita de la Mora in her home for 2 weeks in preparation for Safari. Their intimate interaction resulted in the scene the two are about to perform. De la Mora begins by mopping the concrete kitchen floor. She tells the audience how Diaz had a daughter-in-law who went missing during the wave of drug violence that first hit Juarez in 2008. The young woman's bones were later found scattered in the desert. It's a story often repeated in newspapers. Now, the audience confronts it face to face. The scene even includes Diaz's five-year-old grandson, whom she was left to care for after his mother's death. One day, Diaz says, "My grandson handed me a cell phone and asked me to call his mother." Diaz told him she couldn't. She said, "Your mom is a star in the sky." On the way to another home, some teens rap about being labeled as criminals while trying to avoid gang life. The audience continues on foot, drinking in the sights and sounds of the neighborhood. Later, they'll jump on the motorcycles of a local biker club and ride a city bus that many use here as daily transportation.
Rappers. Before this, we would never think of coming here. I mean, we were scared of coming in.
Aide Ledon lives in a gated Juarez community and has a good-paying job at a local factory that makes brake pads.
We thought it was dangerous. You know, we thought we were going to be robbed. We had this misimpression.
Instead, Ledon said she interacted with locals and saw how they worked together as a community to create a daycare for single moms, a dance troupe for young people, and pushed for the city to collect their trash. Ledon's sister, Silvia, was equally impressed.
You find very nice people here, very nice people that works every day to find its way through life. So if they can do it, everybody can do it.
In Ciudad Juarez, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.